day 9. We are in Ruth. David's laughing at me. I just was trying to like switch up my introduction a little bit. So we are reading the entire book of Ruth today.
Wow, an entire book done in one setting. Look at that. Ruth, it's one of those books that is just kind of stuck in there. Ruth is actually interesting because Ruth actually takes place. We're still in the book of Judges, actually, because yeah. Ruth takes place during the time of Judges.
Yes.
So there's actually this, you know, we see that context. It's kind of like a small story within the story. And basically, hopefully, you know, if you've read it, you know the story and how it goes. There's a famine. It drives this family out into a foreign land. While they're there, Naomi's husband dies. Her two sons marry, but then both of them die. Mm-hmm. And you have this climax moment of everybody's dead. Like these, they're all widowed women, which means they are at the place of like, they're destitute.
Yeah.
They have nothing,
absolutely.
You know? And not only that, they're in a foreign, you know, Naomi's in a foreign land. And you have this moment where she looks at her daughters-in-laws and she's just like, go back to your families, right? Go live life. You're young. I can't do nothing for you. I can't give you another son. I can't.
Yep.
I have nothing for you.
Yep. Orpah says, "Okay, peace out."
Yeah. It's really funny. You know, I love how you say her name right, because when I read it quick, I always read it as Oprah.
Oh yeah, I think
you know?
It in my head.
I do all the time. Yeah, it's Oprah, yeah. But you know, but she does. One of them, yeah, she's like, it's cool. See ya. You know, you've released me. I'm out.
Yep.
But Ruth has this amazing response of no, like you are my people now. Mm-hmm. Your God is my, you know, it's this amazing statement of faithfulness and devotion. Because we might read that as, you know, okay, that's cool. She stayed with her mother-in-law, but she was choosing to be almost an outcast of just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she chooses,
well,
I'm going to come with you
mm-hmm.
to a place where I'm going to be looked down upon.
Yeah.
So she was signing up for a difficult life
mm-hmm.
and she did it with devotion. No, I'm staying with you. So there's this amazing faithfulness, devotion, this love that comes through this. And the book of Ruth is really seeing all of these through the lens of sacrifice. Ruth was sacrificing to be there for Naomi. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm with you through this.
This book's a little spicy too, I feel like.
It is, because then you get back here and Boaz and you know, her, how it's interesting how, you know, now we have, you know, online dating, and back then it was, I'm going to go, you know, pick in your field.
Side
and,
note,
you know,
Boaz is Rahab's son.
Yes. So now you
just
have
to tie that together.
You have Ruth, and Ruth is by name included in Matthew chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
So here's again another woman, a foreign woman that is included.
I think they all are, except for Mary, right?
I can't answer that, but possibly. Mm-hmm. I never really looked into it, but I mean, that's what I love about
either.
By name, God is showing, you know, hey,
there's several women included.
You
in
Israelites that think you're better than everybody else, the Messiah has women in his lineage here. Yeah, foreign women in this.
Yep.
You have this moment where Boaz is a distant relative of Naomi, of that side of the family, and there's this law in Jewish custom of the kinsman redeemer,
mm-hmm.
which basically is this: if someone is found to be in a situation of like a poor life, they're in, you know, this destitute situation, a kinsman redeemer, they can choose to redeem that person out of that.
And their family, is that like their?
Yes.
They,
okay. Yeah. So it's basically like something has happened that has cast you out, and I'm going to choose to pay the cost to bring you back in. And so that's what we see here with this, you know, situation with Boaz is Ruth puts herself in the position to be seen by him, to be noticed by him, and then he makes the steps to be able to redeem her. And you have this beautiful story. It's a love story of him and them being married, and again, you know, redeeming back and bringing Naomi back into this. But here's the point of all of it. It's this beautiful a foreshadowing of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that Jesus is our kinsman redeemer,
yep.
that we were, humanity was part of his family. And then because of sin, we have been cast out. We are in the poverty of sin and the brokenness of sin. And Jesus makes the choice to pay the cost, to redeem us back and make us part of his family. That is ultimately the core of the story of Ruth, is presenting this image of Jesus. Now, the thing I want us to understand is we have to look at Ruth and how she presented herself in this. Ruth came to Boaz with humility and gentleness and with no assumption of what she deserved. And it's a, again, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to see that when we come to Jesus, we come broken and we come with humility and we come not with this attitude of expectation, like you owe me anything. But we come with this, I'm trusting in your goodness to redeem me. And again, that's, you know, sometimes people can read Ruth and just jump right over it, but there's such a this wealth of understanding the heart of Christ and what he does for us. And that's what we see in Ruth, is just this beautiful moment of bringing someone back into the family and redeeming them out of love.